Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it was this soundbite that had everybody acting all verklempt and arm in arm during the national anthem yesterday.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. Fired!
You're fired.
I think it took him a second to realize that he had just uttered his signature line.
Yeah, he's like, well, that's my catchphrase. They just went nuts.
That soundbite right there made a Sunday in the NFL unlike anything I could ever remember.
150 players league-wide sat for the anthem yesterday, or in some cases, I think the Seahawks and Titans, the teams just stayed in their locker room.
So did the Steelers, other than Villanueva, who was an Army Ranger. He came out for the national anthem.
It was what the president did was he made owners who maybe secretly back him or secretly have supported him.
Or not so secretly.
It forced them to actually have to side with the players.
Yep.
I mean, he forced his supporters to actually have to go against him. There's no defending those comments. No rational person can sit there and defend what the president said. So it made guys like Robert Kraft who supported him, guys like
Bob McNair
who supported him.
Right, but Ted, there's no defending.
Jerry Jones, to put out statements.
There's no defending those comments, but there's apparently enough Americans that agree with him that he was elected president. Right? I mean, is nothing new.
No, I know, but you can't. Just because you elect somebody president doesn't mean you agree with every single thing they say.
I think he'd be elected again next week if the election was next week.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
No, I think that's where we are.
Yeah, that's fine. But people, you can agree with some things and not everything. I don't agree with what he did. Right? I don't agree with it. That doesn't mean, like, all of a sudden, like, I don't agree with some of his politics everybody has the right to kind of pick and choose what they agree with, what they don't.
Right.
I didn't agree with it.
But he's hitting a lot of people's sweet spot when he says stuff like that. He is.
Okay. Yeah. And then what in turn was, everybody, the thing about football players is it's this mentality of one die, all die. Whenever you kind of call out all of us, it's like, okay, you know what? We're not going to stand for this kind of thing.
Right.
And so he basically, he made life 10 times harder on himself by saying those things. So now you got the entire owners and players against you.
All right, so Ted, we played his first thing where he wanted to fire all the sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here is another thing that the commander-in-chief had to say.
Because, today if you hit too hard, right? They hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes, and two guys just really beautiful tackle. Boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home. She's so proud of him. They're ruining the game.
Yeah, this is my whole thing. I player safety and taking care of guys. Look, I played middle linebacker. I love to hit. I get it. Can you make the game safer? And are there guys that have serious, serious health issues from playing the game of football? Yes. And so when he makes light of it, you lose me, man. He lost me with that.
He is essentially saying eliminating helmet-to-helmet hits is ruining the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
a lot of people out there that think because of what guys get paid, the pain in the game, like, you should just take whatever the game gives you.
The suffering comes with the territory.
The suffering, you know what?
Yeah.
You're making millions. You should suffer.
You know what you're signing up for.
You know what you're signing. When, okay, it's like, okay, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
We don't have to go down that road again. But, players are more informed now than they've ever been.
And when was that soundbite taken from? The
Friday.
One about the head hit? No, the second one I think is a little older,
night.
Right?
No.
They're both
the
Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
The older one, actually, BMAC has the older one you're thinking about.
There is an older one from Iowa. When he was in Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that older
Here's
one
the older one right here.
That woman was out cold, and now she's coming back. See? We don't go by these new and very much softer NFL rules. Concussion. Oh, got a little ding on the head. No, no, you can't play for the rest of the season. Our people are tough.
You know what? I want to do. It's kind of like
tackle him.
Well, you know what? You know what?
I'm guessing hit the commander in chief.
I mean, you know
what?
Put a helmet
open like you did that one guy.
Did I ever tell you a story about Bucky Richardson?
No, oh, Bucky, great guy. Still lives here in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Great guy. Yeah.
Ted, come on. Bucky's a really good guy.
He lined up as a fullback. Rich, if you hear my story.
Okay, we're not talking about football players.
He picked a fight with me. I think he had a little bit too much one night. All right. And we didn't go to throw the blows. All right. This is a true story. At a sports bar off of 1960, years ago, he was with about eight chicks. Okay. And they were having a party in the corner. And I was with my lady friend. We closed the place down. And we come out of the bar late because my girlfriend, the friend I'm with, knows the bartender. We come out. He's waiting for me. Oh, he has words with me. Okay. And we're
about
going
what?
About just, I have no idea. All right. He's been in the league about a year or two. I'd been in the league about a year or two.
He had his beer muscles on.
He had his beer muscles on. And I was like, easy, big guy. Easy, big guy. Nothing came of it. I held my own, whatever. Nothing comes about. He showed off for his girlfriends. We signed him as a fullback. Happiest day of my life. Line him up at fullback. I made his life hell. I would love to put the president at fullback and line his ass up like I did Bucky Richardson's and just go and go until they can't take anymore.
You realize Bucky's an Aggie legend.
That's
he beat
fine.
Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl
that
as a true freshman.
That doesn't give him the right to pick a fight with me after we leave the bar. I did nothing until the president. I didn't do anything to him, and he's picking fights with me. So I would love to line him up like Bucky Richardson as a fullback. Yeah.
This is not going away.
A lot of people beat Notre Dame back then.
Well, yeah.
All right. Ted, you may as well leave. You're not going to do any better than that story. You're done. He'll see you tomorrow, Ted.
Later.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.